Hi, welcome back to Between Two Ferns. I'm Zach Galifianakis.
Max?
Oh, okay, that's right. Welcome back to the Chasing Tone podcast. I'm Travis.
I'm Max.
I'm Brian.
This is Two Ferns. See? Yeah. But I got nothing. Like, normally I have some intro stories to tell. I'm sorry, my phone just went off, and my wife, we're scheduled to have a baby in 6 days.
I think she's having the baby.
By now, she's already had it. Congratulations.
By the time this airs, I will be a new parent, hopefully. Let's see. I got to make sure she's not having a baby. Okay, all is good.
I'm going to be like, hey, I got to go. Till next week, Tone Chasers.
and that's this week's podcast.
It's a baby girl. I'm accepting. We still don't know what to name her. But I would put out, ask for suggestions, but she will have been named something by then. So
I would still say Brianna.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But wouldn't you want to pronounce it Brianna?
Yeah.
No.
Or you could call her Paisley.
That's actually on our list, believe it or not. It's actually on our list. But
you could call her Dr. Z.
I wouldn't go that far. Maybe Mike.
I'm going to call your daughter Mike as a nickname.
No. I actually still want to name her Steve Dave, but my wife won't let me.
That would be pretty awesome.
What's your second favorite amp?
Marshall.
Besides Marshall.
Marshall. Okay. There is no other amp. Fargin has a weird ring to it when it comes to a first name for a girl.
Friedman or something like that.
Yeah. Never played a Friedman.
You haven't played a Friedman?
Never played a Friedman. The only time I've ever been around him is on amp shows. And, I mean, it's like the only time I can go down there is at the end of the day. And do you really, like, okay, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you've just worked a 10-hour day at an amp show.
Yep.
And, I don't know, Josh from JHS comes to your room and wants to play your pedals.
If he buys five of them,
See what I mean? It's like, you know, and you like Josh. You guys are friends. Yeah. So it's like, even though he's a friend and he comes in at the end of the day, you're going to be like, oh, dude, please don't play these pedals. I just want to go home. So, like, that's how it is. Like, with Dave, I went into his room, and he looked at me, and I could see it in his eyes, man. He was like, this dude's going to want to play these amps. And we got 5 minutes at the end of the day. I looked at him, I was like, don't worry, dude. I just want to look.
He actually went, thank you.
He did. He goes, thank you.
When you get done with those shows, all you want to do is focus on a beer and some kind of red meat. It's
like, yeah.
Need a steak and a beer, and that's it.
Yeah, Max wouldn't let the steak thing go last time.
I wouldn't. Dude, because we kept eating pasta the whole time.
Yeah, and and you hate pasta.
Like, I do. It's like, no offense to anybody else, but pasta just, no, I'm sorry.
It's a good appetizer.
Sure.
Pasta's a good appetizer.
I'm just covered in like bacon and cheese
pasta.
And stuff.
Mm-hmm. Pasta.
Yeah. I like some pasta. It's good to freeze. You know?
Yeah.
Let's get the tone.
Yeah.
Food Come talk on, right? with Travis.
Yeah. Culinary. Chasing. No. Whatever.
I'll try to think of something clever.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's like I got nothing. And no, that's a lot if Max doesn't even have anything clever. Okay. Richard Morris. How do digital overdrive / distortion pedals like Boss's Cosm technology compare to analog pedals? Is there still soft clipping or hard clipping of diodes, FETs, op amps, etc. in a digital pedal? Is it correct to say that all the time or most of the time that soft clipping is used in OD pedals and hard clipping is used in distortion pedals? That's a great question there. Let's take these in sections because let's back up.
I think the Cosm thing is, from what I understand, it's been a while since I looked at a schematic, but I think the Cosm thing is basically just digital clipping. So, and I could be wrong, but I'm 85% sure. So, in that case, no, diodes, FETs, op amps, not really a factor as much as what's going on inside the programming that says clip that this signal.
We call it binary clipping. We don't call it that, but I just made that up. That's good.
Can I say binary clipping?
Okay, I just cussed, so we got to go to about 5 minutes in where I said that. Okay.
Yeah, we put a little beepy in there.
Yeah.
Use one of those special FETs.
That way iTunes doesn't call us explicit.
Mm-hmm.
Use a special FET.
He said, what?
They use a special kind of FET, F-E-T, I'm serious. It's the Bobo.
The Bobo FET?
Bobo FET.
That's terrible. I'm not even going to.
They're both
you know what? I quit. but
I haven't said on Boba Fett forever, and because everybody pronounces
I think
F-E-T,
the next Overdrive we come out with ought to be made of Boba Fett's.
That'd be awesome.
New Fett technology.
New Fett, the Boba Fett.
Trademark Boba Fett. Boba Fett.
And Jason, you know Jason's already in.
He's already, as soon as he hears this, he's like already designing a pedal.
Yeah, he's already got, you know, before this.
I've been sitting on this for 5 years. Let's go. Yeah, rock and roll.
He's probably already got it in the hopper because, and he's going to be like, hey, just the podcast just released, but here's the graphic I got for the Boba Fett.
Throw it up on the screen.
You and your throw it up on the screen. Okay, so, yeah, I don't have much to contribute
okay,
there.
So, is it correct to say that most of the time soft clipping is in overdrive pedals and hard clipping is in
distortion? That's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, as a general rule of thumb.
Yeah, I mean, there are exceptions. For example, the Klon is actually, the diodes are put in a way that it would be traditionally hard clipping. However, the way the circuit's put together, it's not clipping that hard, so it comes across more as an overdrive-y type of thing. So there are exceptions.
They got fuel pumps.
They have fuel pumps, yes.
Yeah, fuel pumps.
Gas tanks. They have gas tanks in them.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that's a good stereotype.
The next one is so relative, but mm-hmm. I understand what he means. He says, if you try to get too much gain out of an overdrive, like hot-rodding a tube screamer, is there a point at which it starts to sound bad? Okay, can I take my input on that real quick?
Sure.
So, yes and no. To my ear, if you take a tube screamer and you, it's going to sound like a dang commercial, but if you take a tube screamer and you peg the gain, yeah, to me it gets a little fizzy and starts to sound a little bad. But if you take like the Clarksdale, for instance, which is for all intents and purposes very tube screamer-esque, is that a safe way to say it?
I would say it's a tube screamer circuit with the active EQ.
Okay, well, I wanted to make sure there wasn't any legalities.
Oh, well, I mean, it's what would you'd traditionally find in that tube screamer type circuit.
There you go, right?
You know?
So, you know, I mean, and if you can't see through what we're trying to say, then
I mean, so, but
stop
I mean,
listening.
Yeah.
That would also be stop. Like the Boss SD-1. Mm-hmm. That would be like, I don't even want to go through the boutique pedals that
are
based off a tube screamer. So, yeah, it's not...
Mm-hmm.
We don't. I'm not going to say it's a tube screamer,
but right, yeah,
it's based off.
But
that.
What I'll say is, like for that pedal, for instance, my main gripe with a tube screamer was when you crank the gain up, they sound like crap. You know, to my ear, some people are going to like it, or you know, if you're playing humbuckers, it probably sound a little tighter and better than mm-hmm. playing single coils. So that was kind of like when Brian asked for some of my input on that, I said, that's the thing. You have to, if you can make a tube screamer sound great at higher gains, then that's a winner. You know, you did it. So,
but if you put like 8 tube screamers together, gain all the way up, mm-hmm. it's going to sound like poop.
Right.
It's going to sound like,
or will it?
Or will it?
I mean, but, there is a point where, I mean, the clipping starts to, you're clipping the signal so much and it just starts getting mushy and noisy and plus you're getting all that noise with it as well. So.
Yeah, and another
same thing with tube amps, you can get too much gain in a tube amp.
Completely. Yeah, like what for instance, I was playing that Class 5 and Max was over last night and you know, I had it like on the edge of breakup and it sounded killer. And I said, yeah, but listen, and I pegged it. I was like, eh, it's all farty.
Right. Yeah, but you might alleviate some of that with the new speaker.
Yeah, I need to. Amp. I need to call the good folks at WGS and see if they, because knowing them, they probably already say, yeah, replacement for that speaker's da 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 da. They probably already know.
If I was you, I'd probably hand wire the circuit, take the PCB out.
Then it'd be at your barn for another year.
That's what I was getting at.
You'd never play it again.
I could have me a new Marshall amp.
Man, I do need to get that amp done.
We need to just finish it up.
We do need to finish that amp. It's been two years in the making.
I might record my record before that amp is done. And I swore, so you got to backtrack a little.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. No, but those are good questions. Yeah, thanks, Richard. I'll be honest.
Thanks, Richard.
I didn't think it was going to be good questions because I saw the Cosm thing. I was like, nah, this is terrible. But there was, no, there's good stuff in there. Mm-hmm. That's the whole book and the cover thing, right? Come on. Okay. We
Sofa King.
So, Brian's still loving that Sofa King.
Patent pending.
Yeah, patent pending.
That's trademark, by the way.
Yeah, the Nosmo King isn't very good, but yeah, there's a the joke is I went to my doctor, or what, it's something like, you know, why is every doctor named Nosmo King? You know, because they all have the signs on their doors that say Nosmo King. whatever.
No smoking?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Terrible. He likes it now. He's like, yeah, it's good.
That's a terrible joke. I like terrible jokes. Make sure you send them to Travis at Wampler Pedals.
Okay. Oh, man, Roy. You're killing me here. But
this is a once-a-week thing now.
It's more than a once-a-week thing, apparently. There's two of
them. We obviously need to get him on the show.
I told him that. I said, we'll get him on there, we'll hook you up, and we'll just, you know what? Dang it, I'm having a baby next week, because he's in Washington, D.C. now, and he's going to be passing through probably Indianapolis next week. Maybe we could work it out.
Could you have your wife hold off for a day?
Yeah. Yeah, be like, babe, come on. You're being selfish with wanting to have this
I'll be right
week.
Back.
Yeah.
So make sure nothing happens to me.
But, yeah. But, okay, so he called me about this one, too. He was kind of mad about it. But he says, all right, recently bought a used Univi pedal, threw it in the middle of my board after my ego before overdrives, and it has a tone suck issue, a lot less punch and clarity, to the point where I eventually took it out of the chain and I'm not going to use it. Why does this happen? What are my options for having to bypass the pedal altogether? Are there any of you in the market for a used Univi pedal? Thanks, and I'll hang up and listen. It's not a call-in show, Doug. I mean, Roy.
Roy.
But, you know, and I had to bust his stones on this. I was like, have you isolated the pedal? No. Because, I mean, chances are it was also after his tuner.
Mm-hmm.
So it was after a buffer.
Are they true bypass?
No.
Okay.
They are not true bypass. It was one of the old Dunlop ones, the big silver mm-hmm. ones. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're actually...
Okay, so they're loading the input then.
Right.
Should have worked the depths.
Yeah. Well, no, he got a stupid deal
on
it.
He could have put in a true bypass box or something.
Well, the thing is, I think he got a really good deal on it, but by the time he takes it to someplace and gets mm-hmm. a true bypass switch on it mm-hmm. or buys a true bypass box or something, mm-hmm. then he might as well go buy something different.
He probably got a good deal on it because it's all a tone sock.
Yeah. But no, I think he sold it and, you know, and made money off of it. And he was good. Like, yeah, I made enough money. Go buy what I want, you know, which is, you know, the Joyo. Pedal. I like, yeah, Joyo. Although I will give him credit. He was like, man, I want a tremolo pedal. What do I want? And I was like, well, how often are you going to use it? Once or twice a night. I said, go buy the mini Dan Electro one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you're just like, I haven't seen a basic sound.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, I just need something.
Or the Latitude Standard coming out next month.
Yeah, Latitude Standard. Come on. Take it, Max.
Come on. So, here's the time I just put filler in everything.
Yeah, so, Sofa King.
Hey, he's back. Thank you.
Hey, I'm back. All right. Wait a minute. And I got to say something. If you guys only listen to these, okay, we have a guy named Bojo that works.
Bob Johnson.
That, you know, is video man extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. Like, and if you watch these on the YouTube, you'll notice that they've changed quite a bit.
He's the video what I am to JFETS.
Yeah.
He's not just awesome. He's Sofa King awesome.
Yeah, he is. But anyway, you have to start watching them because, like, they're way more entertaining now, I think. You know, like, put it this way, I never watched them. Never. I watched them, like, once or twice. I was like, eh. And then now I watch every one of them instead of listen to them.
Those wrong color knobs on that, by the way.
Oh, wrong color. Oh, dang it.
That's okay.
So, what? This is the prototypical stage. You like that? You like that? You like that? So, it's still in the prototype stage, but we released the Latitude Deluxe. And
which has lots and lots of features, tappy tempos.
And I know everyone out there wanted to know when we were going to release the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Here it are. Shanna. So, if you're just listening.
Except it's going to have clear knobs.
Yeah, it's going to have different knobs on it.
Yeah.
But that's
clear, it's going to have clear bees on it, like the Deluxe.
And listen to this. No, she don't hear click, 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 click.
That's because that's relay.
That's a relay soft switch, true bypass. Come on. Somebody's calling me. It's that same number from Ohio. If you guys saw it from a couple episodes ago.
Call it.
Call it.
Tell them what you think.
Tell them what you think.
Like, listen here. Caller.
Throw it up on the screen. Shh, it's the boss. But no, that's the Latitude Deluxe. When's that gonna hit? Just basically,
as soon as we get some built.
As soon as
we're building them right now, so probably 2 months.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Okay. Cool.
I mean, by the time we get everything ready,
well, yeah,
manuals
I know.
To print,
manuals to print, boxes to label. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people think they're like, "Well, you've got the pedal design. Why can't I just have it?
Build it, monkey."
I mean, I got to get a SKU for it.
Yeah, I don't know what that.
I got to do business stuff for it.
Oh yeah, the Univibe thing. Yeah, yep. He's loading the front end of the pedal. Number one. Number two, it may not play well with the buffer.
I don't know.
You know, I don't know.
I'd put a buffer between the two pedals and see what happens.
That's what I said. And I also said isolate the pedal. Mm-hmm. You know, see. Mm-hmm. And traditionally, if you're not used to that effect, it can sound like it's a tone suck, especially if it doesn't have a bass control. Mm-hmm. The big complaint with a lot of those Vibe pedals are the bass control in the mid-range. A lot of them lose mids. A lot of them sound like they're rolling off bass. Mm-hmm. They're really not, but it's perceived.
Just because all the phasing going
exactly. on. Exactly. You know, so... You know, that's they're a weird effect. You basically have to find the one that's right for you, that's which true. Is just like overdrives. You know,
I liked Roy's next question.
Better. Okay, yeah, this is Roy Westernhausen Smithman. He has a very southern accent, and I'm not gonna go into it or do my interpretation. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, "Me and my imaginary friend Gary, we had a little debate a few days ago." He says, "Jimi Hendrix, hands down, is the best guitar player ever. I had to disagree. For me, it don't get no better than Ronnie Millsap." Ronnie Millsap just had that tone. All caps, had that tone. Good lands.
Good lands.
Good lands. He can write a song, play a Fender Telecaster like nobody's business, and wear sunglasses all the time. Oh, man. His wife said he wore him to bed even. Now, that's cool. My query is, you ever tackle that Ronnie Millsap tone? I mean, that old vintage sweaty Ronnie from the early years when he was cooking the gumbo on the guitar. I've been working on my own Millsap pedal, the Millsapinator. That's copyrighted, by the way, for about 23 years now, but I can't get the little light to hashtag come on. So maybe put that in that old Brady or sometimes see what you come up with. Let me know.
I've been working on a good Millsap tone.
Yeah, I think you got to start with a piano.
I was going to say, it's more piano-based.
Yeah, you might want to check out somebody like Electro Harmonics. They might have something that makes you sound like a piano. Mm-hmm. Or Boss did the MIDI thing. Mm-hmm. Let's tackle that.
It's Fishman did, too.
Did they? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie Millsap. Didn't see that coming. Nothing? Come on, that's hilarious.
Here we go. Hashtag funny fuse. And what that means is you hear something so funny that you can't even react. It blew your funny fuse. That just blew my funny fuse. You're just like, oh, man, it just snapped it. The relay between funny and laughter was just broken there.
It's like,
oh, no, that was great. No, that was fantastic. Oh, man. Oh, I don't know what to say. But, okay.
So, Boss pedals.
No, let's go back to the MIDI thing, because didn't somebody ask about MIDI?
No,
yeah, somebody said. No, yeah, some guy here says, what is MIDI?
Oh.
Right? We can. No. It's musical instrument digital interface, right?
Yeah.
Boom.
Okay. Yeah, okay. In the guitar world,
you can control things with MIDI.
That's, yes. Yeah. I mean, MIDI typically is like sampling. People think of it that way. Kind of, you know what I mean? Like, you can make a electronic drum set. If you put a MIDI trigger on it, you can make it sound like a horn or whatever.
Or you can set everything up to be on a certain patch using MIDI.
Right, yeah, but with guitar, what most people use it for is they'll put like Bradshaw systems.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Huh?
So correct.
Yeah.
Pedal 1, 3, 5, and 7 is patch 1. Pedal.
Right.
Or if you can have pedals with this rack, with this amp, this channel, you can control it all with MIDI.
Yeah, and then you're getting into stuff that's just, I mean, like John Mayer, Keith Urban, guys like that.
Yeah, Paisley, who has like 11 amps on stage.
Yeah, does he use MIDI stuff? Because I thought Dave did everything for him.
He has a controller, and Dave also can control it.
Okay.
Backstage,
too. His fly rig, he uses the RJM MIDI Gizmo, which is a MIDI controller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's really all I want to touch on MIDI, really.
Yeah.
But Roy.
That part was from Jason.
Oh, yeah. Jason Tomczak.
Tomczak.
Yeah.
Tomczak, yeah.
But anyways, he says, I've seen a lot of new players asking questions like, what is a compressor and what does it do? And what does it mean to you? Right? No?
Who's your compressor and what does he do?
Is that Arnold?
Arnold. Who's your daddy and what does he do? Get to the chopper.
That's terrible. I'm sorry. That's almost as good as
your walking.
Oh, that's way better than my walking.
Oh, you've heard of Christopher walking, haven't you? Oh, man. Yeah. You know, they can't hear you, right?
It's terrible.
Yeah, it is pretty bad. It's very bad. But hashtag walking in a winter wonderland. Nothing.
That was pretty good.
Okay. So, compressor. It's something that I never use because I use two dirt pedals. Okay. You know, I mean, I guess.
I can explain it quickly.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
So, compressor is going to compress your signal.
Thank you, Brian. Next question.
Okay, so it's going to take your signal and it's going to give you more sustain and it's going to also change the feel. So if you hit it real hard, it's going to squash it down. If you touch it real light, it's going to bring it up. So it kind of evens everything out unless you have a blend knob.
Come on.
That's where the fun gets.
What is it? And
the Ego compressor from Wampler Pedals.
I will say one thing that, like, a lot of people are like, why do you want a blend knob? You know what I mean?
Why not?
And, what I do, and this may be the wrong way to use one, because, like I said, I don't have a lot of experience with one, but I will, like, turn the blend knob all the way up, you know, to where it's completely compressed signal, get the compressed tone I want, then basically turn the blend knob all the way down, and then blend it into where I like it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
You do that too? That's not stupid? Does it change from rig to rig?
Not for me, but I mean, I'm not like that finicky about it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like some guys have seen like, no, that's not right, no.
Right.
It's like, one, yeah. One.
So I didn't know, like, right there, like, you know? For instance, if you're using different pedals, or if you, like you mix your pedals in and out. So if you're...
Yeah, I mean, I know about if I'm going to use it, right. Where about it's going to be.
Okay.
You know, just from... Experience, I think you called it.
Yeah, experience. Yeah. But if
minus the
you gotta experiment to find where you're at. And then once you find your settings, you just know it from experience.
Yeah. Way better than wintergreen.
Just like when I was driving on the way in here, there's a lot of struction.
A lot of struction.
There was some struction I had to drive around.
There was some struction.
Struction workers.
What's a buffer?
What is a buffer, and is it
buffer
necessary?
Buffer buffs your signal.
Brian Wapper, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, changes your guitar signal from high impedance to low impedance. The best way to hear what I mean is for Bob to link to the video right here.
It
shows exactly what the decibel does.
Yes.
Click on that on YouTube. If not, then go to your YouTube app on your iPhone and look up Wampler Decibel.
Or if you're not a sheep, you can go to your Android. It's funny because I use iPhone.
Buffers and baffles.
Or if you're not a sheep, that's funny. Okay, so, or buffers.
Unbaffled.
Buffers unbaffled, come on.
Come on. All
on right. The blog, wamplerpedals.com/blog.
So yes, sir. Awesome.
You can link that up there too, Bob.
Man, you just made his job. Hey, remember when I cussed in this episode? I almost forgot. I got to go edit that out.
I cussed too.
Did you?
I know.
Did you?
Yeah, he did.
What'd you say?
He said,
I said the same one.
Stop.
Okay. I'll be damned.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. Might as well just drop an F-bomb here. And Max does anyway. Max cusses more than anybody. He comes over in front of my kid. He's like, "Hey, bleep, bleep, bleep."
Hey, I've gotten way better.
Yeah, you have gotten better. But your better is still terrible.
Yeah.
You're like Judd Nelson.
But around Marshall, though, you have to admit, I've actually been pretty good.
Yeah, you've been.
Except when you swear, then I have a tendency to swear too.
Right. Yeah. So buffering. Yeah. It's when it changes your high impedance signal from your guitar into low impedance, which basically means when you go through a big long line of pedals or through a bunch of cord, you don't lose highs.
Because low pass filters are bad.
Yes. So that is the sixth grade version. I say that nicely. That's the basic version of what's going on with buffers and why you want them. Without a buffer, you're going to lose a lot of high end.
Yeah. Or you can just readjust.
And too many
it on
buffers is the exact opposite. Go back to episode 51, I think, with Jake talking about bad buffering and why.
#JakeTheRipper
#JakeTheRipper
cracked me up so hard. And
they'll tell more info about that. I think it's 51, 52, something like that.
Yeah, in the 50s.
For those of you who don't know Jake the Ripper, somebody left a comment on the video. We're like, why are Jake's hands and ears so red? Did he rub out somebody's beating heart and listen to it? Hashtag Jake the Ripper. Thank you. I wish I could like that 100 times. That was hilarious.
Just unlike it and like it. Just keep unliking and like it. All right.
Jake the Ripper.
Do I need to spend money for a good power supply for my board? Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
definitely. One that's isolated.
Yeah.
Preferably.
Yeah. Unless you have like two pedals or something, you can probably, two or three pedals,
one spot get away with
one spot.
Yeah. And not that one spots are bad. We don't mean that, but it's just, depends on what you're.
You can get a lot of noise issues.
Mm-hmm, is the problem. Especially if you're on digital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you got like a delay and an overdrive and a compressor or something, you could probably get away with it, but.
Just run your delay pedal on batteries.
No. Unless you have a really short set.
I mean, anything that has a digital base to it, I like to have an isolated power supply or have like its own one spot or something if I don't have the money for a power supply.
So, yeah, that's a good stuff. I'll be honest, I'd like to tackle some of these next episode just because he wrote like 17 questions.
Oh, where are we at?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Until next week, don't jade it.
No. So, yeah, if you guys have any questions or comments, you know, same old thing, right? Put them in the YouTube comment section and email us at podcast@wamplerpedals.com.
Yep.
Check us out on Insta pages and the Facebooks.
Text Max.
Text Max no, at 317-514. Am I even close?
Not even close.
All I know is here. Or hold on, let me see.
Just contact on the screen real quick.
Yeah, basically. Don't throw it on the screen. Basically, what you do is you just go to favorites and you push the picture of the guy in the Plexi Drive shirt.
Oh yeah. So just go to your favorites.
Just go to your favorites and then press Max Jeffrey. So there you go.
That's true.
That's how I do it. Works for me.
It's not Junior, because then you'll get an earful.
Get what, Junior?
Yeah, my dad.
Oh, your dad calls you Junior.
It's 7:30. I'm already in bed.
Where are you going? Oh, wait. I got a funny story. So his dad's name is Max Jeffrey, Max the second, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so I have a tendency to find the nastiest videos that are on Facebook, the ones that make you say like, oh, what did I just watch?
Yeah.
Right.
Why did
just
you
think
check it?
The grossest stuff, you know, the mm-hmm. stuff that just makes you uncomfortable. So I'll tag Max in them. So he's forced to watch them. He'll be like, oh, what did Travis tag me in? Oh, damn it. Right? Well, one time I accidentally tagged his dad. And I was like, dude, I just tagged your dad. He's like, dude, delete it. I was like, I'm not doing it. It's funny. And he was like, it's not funny. I was like, this is hilarious. It's going to be great.
Yeah, thank God he wasn't really hip to Facebook at that time.
Oh, yeah, because he's a friend of mine on Facebook, too. And it came up Max Jeffrey, and it click. Oh, yeah, it would have been bad, bro.
It would have been bad.
I would have gotten a phone call from Max Sr.
It was even awkward. I was like, oh.
And Max Sr. is terrifying.
He's not terrifying.
Actually, he'd be Max Jr., wouldn't he?
Yeah, he is Jr. Yeah, what are you,
Max
Jr.
would be like your grandpa.
Yeah. But.
Because your last name is Jeffrey 111, right?
It's true.
111, just like Hank.
Yep.
But, so, okay, well, yeah. For Max and Brian, I'm Travis.
That's like awkward.
And thanks for watching and listening
to this Sofa King podcast.
No, you just want to throw it out again.